This is it. This is a shir on Likutei Sichos, Chelek Yutes, volume 19, the portion of Re'ei, the second Sicha. This week said, it says about the Beis HaMikdash, that the place that Hashem will choose, which is, as Rashi points out, the Beis HaBechira, the house of choice in Yerushalayim. So in that place, we refer to it today as Beis HaMikdash. So in that place, says the Pasuk, that's where you shall bring your korban oileis and your korban zvachim. That's where you shall bring your korbanis. So just from the simple reading of the Pasuk, that it will be in that place that Hashem chooses. From this is obvious, we can infer that the specialty and the virtue of the place, which is the reason why that's where you bring the karbonis, is because Hashem chose it. If, however, before the choice of Hashem, it could have been some other choice. In other words, there's nothing intrinsically special about the place that Hashem chose. Hashem chose it because He chose it, and that's what makes it special. Specialty is a result of its being chosen by Hashem. As our sages actually tell us in the Mechilta, that till Yerushalayim was chosen as a special place, the whole Eretz Yisrael was kosher to, was appropriate to make a Mizbeach, until the actual space on which the Beis HaMikdash was built within Yerushalayim was chosen, the whole Yerushalayim was appropriate. In other words, until Yerushalayim, before Yerushalayim was chosen to be the place and the place of the Mizbeach was chosen, there was no specialty in that place regarding to the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash relative to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, the space in Yerushalayim itself, there was no specialty to the place where the Beis HaMikdash is in comparison with the rest of Yerushalayim. It was that Hashem chose it and then it became special and immutable. However, that doesn't seem to fit with what the Rambam tells us in the laws of Beis HaBechira. As we'll soon see, that the Rambam calls his first set of halachas about the Beis HaMikdash, he calls it Beis HaBechira, the house of choice, the house which Hashem chose. And there the Rambam says that the Mizbeach is in a very exact place, and you can never change it from his place ever. As it says in a Pasuk, it says in Divrei Hayomim, the Pasuk says, Zeh Mizbeach le'ol al Yisrael. This is the Mizbeach for offerings for the Bnei Yisrael. And then the Rambam says various virtues about the place, qualities about the place, even before it was chosen. The Rambam says this was the place that Avraham built the Mizbeach and he offered up, built the Mizbeach and he offered up Yitzchak. This is the place where really even before that, Noach, when he came out of the ark, and built the Mizbeach. This was actually the place where even before that in history, Cain and Hevel, where they had that famous story where they brought their sacrifices, that's where it was, in the place of the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. And then the Rambam says, even more than that, that's where Adam HaRishon offered up his carbon. And he was actually created from that very earth. So it seems, in a simple reading, to be telling us that the fact that the Mizbeach is such an exact location, it's not only because Hashem chose it to be so, but also because that's already a place where monumental things took place. Abraham, Noach, Adam. And that's all before Hashem actually chose, via the prophets, so to speak, the place of Yerushalayim and the place of Beis HaMikdash. So how does that fit? What's going on here? Is it something that's intrinsically a special holy place, or is it something that only achieves its holiness because Hashem has so chosen? Here says the Rebbe, and we actually find that Achreinim, the Rebbe here is quoting Maisel HaMelech. Maisel HaMelech was a rabbi, passed away in 1930, lived in Hungary. He wrote a two-volume work on the laws of Rambam pertaining to Beis HaMikdash, the Book of Avodah. The Achreinim say that this is actually an argument between Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, the place that the Beis HaMikdash is built and the Mizbeach and so on is not intrinsically special in terms of having Hashem's Shechina rest there. The only advantage of the place is that Hashem chose it. Could have chosen any place. However, according to the Rambam, the fact that the Eibishter chose that place is because it is already a special place. He chose it because it's special. We have to understand. The Pasuk says clearly, there's an open Pasuk that says it will be that in the place that Hashem chooses, that's where you should bring Karbonis. So clearly, in the Torah, it seems to say that the whole advantage and virtue of the place is because Hashem chose it. However, from the Rambam, it seems to be that there is some advantage to the place. Not just because Hashem chose it, but there is intrinsic value. That's where Adam HaRishon already smelled, so to speak, holiness, and that's where he brought his carbon. Avraham. So, in other words, it's already from the beginning of times a special place. Why do we say that the only reason it's special is because Hashem chooses it? His base. So, hold on to this machlekes, the way it's portrayed by the Maaseh LaMelech. Chinuch, Rambam, Chinuch says, purely because it's chosen by Hashem, nothing special intrinsically about the place, it becomes special after that. Rambam was saying it's an intrinsically special place, already from time of Adam HaRishon. Okay, let's hang on to that. The Tzemach Tzedek in Eretz Yisrael explains that regarding the actual status of the quality of the place of the Beis HaMikdash after it was chosen, does it now become a place that intrinsically is bound up and permeated, so to speak, with the Shechina? Or is it a place that it's a place, but the Shechina is to be found there because Hashem chose to be there? How much part and parcel of the actual space, physical space, has this Kedusha become? And he gives two examples. According to the first opinion, the Rebbe says this is the opinion of the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. The resting of the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash is comparable to an intellectual thought that's written, an intellectual concept that's written through the fingers of the hand. Now, the intellect doesn't actually become, doesn't illuminate and rest and become part of the hand. A hand doesn't think. You don't say, oh, my hand understood this beautiful intellectual concept that I wrote. No. It's the hand is something through which you can write an intellectual concept. The Rebbe in Ha'ore here, in footnote 19, says, because the hand has the movements that the fingers are able to make are similar to the strokes that need to be made in order to write they match the movements that need to be in order to write the strokes that form letters. For example, the feet don't have that. The toes of the feet don't have that appropriate motor skill to be able to write things of seichel. However, the seichel is not in the hand. The intellect is not in the finger. Similarly, but the fingers are the vehicle, and not the toes, finger of the hand, they are the vehicle through which the seichel can flow through them. Similarly, says the Rambam, explains Tzemach Tzedek, according to the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Hashem rests His holy place in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, even though the place is not actually a place of Shechina. In other words, the place itself doesn't denote or scream out or become permeated with Shechina, but it's the place that is able to express Shechina. That also has to be a special place. There are some places that when Hashem, so to speak, wants to rest His presence there, it wouldn't express the presence. According to the second opinion, though, the opinion of the Ramban, so the fact that the Shechina rests in the place of the Beis HaMikdash after Hashem chooses it, it's like the relationship between intellect and brain. Even though the brain is a physical mass, and we talk about intellect is an ethereal, it's a non-physical entity. However, Clearly, intellect integrates totally and is connected with the physical mind. In other words, it's to use the paraphrase, the Lashon, the Rebbe quotes it from the Tzemach Tzedek, it's b'derech hislapshus v'hashra'a mamash. It becomes enclosed and totally resides within the brain cells. I mean, we know that, God forbid, if the physical brain cells are affected, then the seichel is lost. It's not able to be to reside there. So, says the Rebbe, it would seem that the machlekes we mentioned earlier about whether it was chosen or it was special on its own is connected with this very same machlekes. How much is the place of the Beis HaMikdash expressing Kedusha? According to the opinion that the place of the Mizbeach is in itself, and the place of the Beis HaMikdash is in itself, a special place, a valuable place, a holy place. So then we would say it's like the brain is an appropriate place for intellect. It's already a special place. However, according to the opinion that the place of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have any intrinsic value, it's just before it's chosen. The whole value, the whole importance of it is the fact that it's chosen. So then that would fit with the opinion with the Ramban that says that, not the Ramban, the Mori Nevuchim, who says that the relationship of the place of the Beis HaMikdash is like, it's only because Hashem chose it. It's not intrinsically more prone to the Beis HaMikdash than any other place. Or perhaps it's a little bit more prone, right? Because it is not like toes, but it's like the fingers of the hand that express the seichel, but it doesn't actually, the intellect doesn't actually become part of the hand. According to this, we have now, we've created a problem. Till now we had a problem that the Pasuk seems to say that Hashem chose it, it's not special. So how can there be an opinion that says, and the Rambam bringing that opinion, the Rambam seems to say it is special even before. Now we have another problem. If we align these two machlekes, right? If we say that the first machlekes we started was Rambam Chinuch. Rambam says it was always a special place. Chinuch says no, only Hashem chose it. That gives us one question. The Pasuk says it was chosen. How does Rambam say it was a special place before? Now we lined up another machlekes. Meira Nevuchim, Guide for the Perplexed, which is Rambam, says that even after the Beis HaMikdash was chosen, it's just like fingers expressing intellect. In other words, it's not really a special place. Just because Hashem chose it. Hey, one second. We just said the Rambam says it was a special place even before Hashem chose it. So how does the Rambam, how do we reconcile the Rambam? So we created another issue here. Besides asking how does the Rambam say it's a special place before it was chosen, if the Pasuk seems to be openly speaking about its specialty only because it's chosen, we've now created that the Rambam elsewhere says in Meir Nevuchim that the specialty of the Beis HaMikdash isn't because of its own specialty. It's like fingers writing a seichel. Whereas in the book of the Rambam of Halachas, Rambam clearly says it was a special place even before. Okay, so now, says the Rebbe Gimel, if you really pay attention, you notice that even the Rambam, in the book of Halachas, in the laws of Beis HaBechira, when he says that it's a special place because Avraham and Noach and so on, also there he says that it's only special because Hashem chose it. First of all, how do we know that? Why must we say that by the Rambam? First of all, says the Rebbe, because we know that the Pasuk in many places says that this is the place Hashem will choose. You can only choose between two things that are equal. Otherwise, not a choice. Right? If there's one place that's holy, one place that's not holy, then obviously you go, and you're trying to bring down holiness into the world, so then you have one choice. You have the holy place. So when it says Hashem chooses, it means that there must be no intrinsic difference between the two. Two, base, Chazal say explicitly, we quoted the Mechilta at the beginning of the Sikha, that before Hashem chose, the whole Eretz Yisrael was okay from Mizbeach. That means it's not because Noach and Avraham and Adam brought there. Gimel, if we understand that this is indeed the case, that Rambam also learns that it's not, its intrinsic specialty is because Hashem chose it, not somehow that it's independently holier than any other place, this would help us understand why the Rambam separates these two things and two halachas. The first halacha of Perek Aleph, let me read to you the first halacha and the second halacha. First halacha is that the Mizbeach is this is in the second chapter of Hilchot Beis HaBechira. First halacha reads that the Mizbeach is in a special, most exact of place, and you can never change it. As it says in the Pasuk Divrei Hayomim, this is the Mizbeach of Oila, of offering for Yisrael. End of Pasuk. And continues the Rambam in this halacha, and it was on the base. It was in the Mikdash that Yitzchak was offered, as it says, "Go to Haramiriya." And then there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that refers back to what we started, and says that Shlomo built the bayis of Hashem in Har Hamiriya. So we now know that Har Hamiriya, that's also the place where Yitzchak was offered up. Halacha Bey says that there's a tradition that this is, that the place that David and Shlomo built the Mizbeach in the threshing floor of Aravna. This is the place where Avraham built the Mizbeach, and he offered up Yitzchak. And it's the place that Noach, when he went out of the Teva, brought his carbon. And it's a Mizbeach where Cain and Hevel left up the carbon. And it's the place where Adam Arishan brought his carbon when he was created. And he was created from there. The sages tell us that Adam Arishan was created from the place that he would later bring his own atonement. The place that he would make a Mizbeach, that's the earth that was taken to form Adam. So that was all in Halacha Beis. Spelling out the virtues of the place was all in Halacha Beis. If you have a keen ear, you will have picked up that in Halacha Aleph, we also mentioned that Yitzchak was offered in that space. At the end of the Sicha, the Rebbe will explain why that also figures in Halacha Aleph. But right now, the Rebbe is saying that Halacha Aleph is telling us that this is a place where Hashem chose. And that's a pasuk in the Be'ayomim. It says by prophecy that David says, this is the Mizbeach for Oila, for Bnei Yisrael, basically forever. This is where Hashem chose. And the halacha base, second halacha, he starts bringing all the intrinsic values of the place. This was where Noach brought, and so on and so forth, right? Okay. So this same pasuk. In other words, the psukim that we quoted, right? That proves that the reason it's a special place is not because of the virtues and advantages it may have, which is going to say in the next halacha. No, but because there's a pasuk, it's a nevuah, it's a prophecy, Hashem chose these places. This is the Mizbeach. Right? Because Hashem chose it. In other words, the prophet is saying that prophetically I now know Hashem has told me that this is the place that has been chosen. Not because it's special, but because He chose it. And this will also explain to us why the pasuk brings the end of the Rambam brings the end of the pasuk. He says, "This is that Shlomo." Let me go back to the lashon. He says that Shlomo built the house on Har Hamiriya. In Halacha Beis, Rambam says it's a tradition that the place that David and Shlomo built the Mizbeach in the threshing floor of Aravna, that's where the action took place by Avraham and Noach and so on. Why does he bring the end of that pasuk about it being a threshing floor by Arnon or Aravna, by the Yevusite? Why does he bring that? It's enough for our purpose. It should be enough to say that Shlomo said, "This is the place." Why does he say this is a place that was seen by David in the threshing floor of? Because he wants to bring a proof that this was nothing special before. The Rambam is hinting that the fact that you can't change the Mizbeach ever from his place is because that's where David HaMelech got his prophecy that this is where Hashem chose. In other words, before that, it was just a threshing floor. Hashem's choice created it as a special place. So according to this, we'll understand. Also, again, we're going now, the Rebbe is saying that even though the Rambam brings clear virtues of this place, but the Rambam obviously is also saying that this is a place, the only specialty is a place which Hashem chose. How does that work? If the only specialty is that Hashem chose it, so why is he bringing all these other advantages from even before, from Noach and so on? Okay, but the Rambam says this is the case, and we're soon going to resolve that. But just hold that in your head that this is the case. But according to this way of understanding, that the Rambam therefore divides it into two halachas. Also, and that the Rambam clearly is of the opinion that the Beis HaMikdash is special because it was chosen. That is its specialty. We also understand why the Rambam calls these halachas the laws of Beis HaBechira, the house that was chosen. Even though the pasuk he brings about the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is Vasoli Mikdash. So why doesn't he call it Hilchis Beis HaMikdash, the house of holiness? He calls it Hilchis Beis HaBechira. And when he speaks about enumerating the mitzvahs, he says it's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. And in the laws after that, the set of laws about the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, he calls those the laws of the Klei HaMikdash. And in the laws about the restrictions about going to the Beis HaMikdash, when you can go, when you can't, it says the laws of Bias HaMikdash. Here, though, the first set of halachas about the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam calls it Beis HaBechira. Why? Because the Rambam is expressing, even in the title of this set of halachas, that its specialty, the Beis HaMikdash, is that it's chosen. Hashem chose it. And really, really, this also in Dalit now. Really, you can, if you really want to take a look, we can say that the Rambam is hinting at this even in the second halacha itself, where he does say the advantages, which seem to be saying that it's a special place even without Hashem choosing it. Rambam is also hinting at the same concept. After the Rambam says at length that it's a tradition by everybody, Maseiris Biyadakel, that the place that David HaMelech built Beis HaMikdash, this was the place that Avraham Avinu had a sacrifice, and Noach built him his Beyach, and Cain and Hevel, and that's where Adam HaRishon brought his carbon, yeah. And then he says, Omru Chachamim, our sages tell us, Adam Mimekoyim Kaparosei Nivra. Man was created from the place that he later was to bring his own atonement. In other words, after he sinned, he brought an atonement, he brought a carbon. That's the place where Hashem initially had taken his earth from, because Hashem knew that that's going to be where he's going to bring his carbon from. So we don't understand. Why does the Rambam only bring Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, only at that last little statement that man was created from the place of his atonement? Why doesn't he bring it about the earlier things? Where he says that that's the place where Avraham Avinu brought it up, that's the place where Noach and Cain. Why doesn't he say there that who said it, like attribute it to the Chachamim? So we could say that the Rambam is not trying to bring a source for what he's saying. But what he's trying to say, that all the virtues and advantages that he's just listed, they are not at all in stira, they're not at all in contradiction with the basic premise that the Beis HaMikdash space and the Mizbeach space is a place that Hashem will choose. As it says in our parsha, you'll come to the place which Hashem will choose. That its specialty and advantage is only because Hashem's choice. And that choice only took place later. Keep the suspense for a second about what it means by Adam, but now the Rebbe is going to resolve the seeming difficulty we've had all along. If the Rambam is saying it's a special place, how can he at the same time say it's only special because it was chosen? Hey, the fact that Adam HaRishon and all the others after him brought their karbonis in this particular place, they chose this place, you know why? Because they knew prophetically that this is the place that Hashem will choose in the future. In other words, it's not that the choice of Hashem is because they brought their karbonis there, and therefore they made it a holy place. Hashem says, oh, that's a good place to bring a karbon. No. The fact is that they chose that place because they knew prophetically that that's the place that Hashem is going to choose, and the Bnei Yisrael are going to come, and David HaMelech is going to buy that place to be a Beis HaMikdash. Ah. Fantastic, huh? And by the way, the Rebbe adds in a footnote, Avraham Avinu didn't really need to know prophetically, because Hashem's leading him. He's following Hashem, and Hashem's taking him to that place. Oh, one second. Hashem's taking him to that place because remember how Avraham Avinu prays at the end, I want this to be a place where Hashem's appearance will always be. That's why it's even said today that this is where Hashem appears. So Hashem led him to the place which would later be that place. But not because he had chosen it yet, because of the future choice. Remember, prophets can know what was already chosen in the future. However, there's a caveat to that. When we talk about knowing what Hashem chose in the future, it has to be in a way where before it was chosen, before Hashem actually brought it about, it still was not defined in the physical space, in the physical dimension of time and space in this world. What do I mean? Says the Rebbe, you can only say this about the korbanos that they offered up. You could say that they were endowed with prophecy and they knew that this is the place that Hashem will choose. However, what about the earth that Hashem created Adam Arishon from? When Hashem takes earth, and there's already an action, so even if you say that Hashem knew that He's going to choose that place, but now Hashem already makes an act which creates an unchangeable reality in the place, and now, later on, it's not a choice anymore, because Hashem has already created a statement on the ground, so to speak, in the dimensions of time and space, that this is a special space. To understand this better, the Rebbe adds here in a square brackets that there's a well-known explanation about the fact that it says that everything is already predestined about a baby before it's born. Will he be wise? Will he be rich? Will he be strong? But about tzaddik and rasha, will he be righteous or not righteous? About that, Hashem didn't say. Well, does Hashem not know if the person is going to be righteous or not? Hashem knows. Hashem knows everything. So where is our choice? The whole Torah is built on the fact that we have free choice. But that's why the Torah says that tzaddik v'rasha leikam, Hashem doesn't announce whether or not this child will be a tzaddik or rasha. Because once it would be announced in any form of a dimension of reality, even if we're talking about the spiritual reality of wherever the malachim are announcing about the future of the child, but that would already be more of that would already be creating a reality which later would mean that the child doesn't really have free choice about whether to be good or not good. Here, however, how much more so in our case, if God would have created Adam Arishon from his place where this is going to be the Mizbeach, so now there's a reality down here, which means that it's a special place. And now, how is it a choice later on that Hashem chooses this special place? So that's why the Rambam says, the Chachamim say, that Adam Arishon was created from the place that he later brought his atonement. Why was he created from there? But because Adam Arishon would choose to bring his carbon there, that's why Hashem said, you know, he's going to bring his carbon from there. That's where I'm going to create him from. Not because that's where I'm going to choose later, because then it's already Hashem's created facts on the ground. That he's created him from the place that he's going to choose, which means he chose it, but it means it's already holy. But no, Adam, Hashem says that I'm looking forward. Hashem can know what Adam Arishon will do. Hashem knows in advance what we're going to do. Adam chooses to bring from this place, and that's why Hashem creates him from that place. But Hashem doesn't create him from that place because later Hashem's going to choose it to be the place of holiness. That would have already created a reality that would mean that it's not a true choice later on. About this point, I'm not 100% sure because I would think that why did Adam Arishon choose that place? Adam Arishon chose it because he knew prophetically. Here, I'm just thinking. This doesn't say this clearly. Adam Arishon knew prophetically that it's going to be a place where Hashem chooses, but that's knowing what later Hashem will choose. Therefore, Adam HaRishon decides to bring his carbon there. Hashem, lechatchila, creates Adam HaRishon from the earth, which he knows that Adam HaRishon is going to bring his Adam HaRishon is going to bring his carbon from, not because Hashem is going to choose it later, but because Adam is going to choose it. But Adam chooses it because he knows prophetically that's going to be the place Hashem chooses. So, I'm not sure if that's... If so, the Rebbe is moving the act of Hashem, of creating Adam HaRishon, away from being directly a statement of this is a special place which I'm going to choose for the Beis HaMikdash, rather saying, as the Rambam emphasizes, this is the place where Adam is going to bring his sacrifice. Don't ask me why. That's where he's going to bring his kapara. That's why I'm making him from that earth. You ask Adam, why did you bring your kapara? He says, because I know prophetically that Hashem is going to choose this one day. Is this what the Rebbe is saying here? Perhaps. Vav. However, it remains to be understood, since also, according to the Rambam, we just said basically, according to the Rambam, the specialty of the place is not because all the karbonis were brought in that place. What's the specialty of the place of the Beis HaMikdash? Because Hashem chose it, solely because Hashem chose it. So why in the laws of Beis HaBechira, speaking about the house that was chosen, why does he bring all this background information that this is the place that Avraham Avinu offered, and Noach, and that Adam was even created from the place that he would later build his atonement? Why do we need to know that? It just seems to be historical narrative. But what's it got to do with the halacha? The halacha is that that's where Hashem chose. So we could say, says the Rabbi Yeshlema, the answer is that with this, the Rambam wants to explain why it is that we, the basis of the halacha, that it can never, the space can never be moved. In other words, a place that Hashem chooses, it's not necessarily a complete proof that now no other place can ever be used, that it can never be moved to another place. By the way, Shiloh, for 369 years, there was a Mishkan in Shiloh. The Mishkan in Shiloh was also called the place that Hashem chose for that particular time, but then it moved to Yerushalayim. So who's to say that this place can never be chosen, can never be, so to speak, can never be changed? Even David HaMelech, when we talk about the royalty of the house of King David, Hashem chose David HaMelech and his children after him forever. Nonetheless, the Rambam says that a Navi, a prophet who comes and makes a king from another tribe, is a king. And we have to treat him fully like a king. However, the Rambam says that that won't be a complete king. That king will, kingdom won't last forever. So we see that there was a kingdom of Israel, but that didn't last forever. The Malchus Beis David will last forever. Mashiach will come from the house of David. Quotes the Rebbe in the footnote 52 that the Ravid says, no, that there could also be a king from another tribe that remains forever. However, he's going to be like a deputy king. In other words, there'll be a main king that has to be from David HaMelech, but then there'll be somebody who's could also be a king, but will be secondary in some way. Says the Rebbe, but still, okay, we're talking... That's still not the full position of king. Full position of king is that there's no one above him except Hashem. So that's only by David HaMelech. But however, there could be other kings. So the fact that David was chosen doesn't mean that Hashem can't choose something else in terms of kingship. So if so, about the Beis HaMikdash also, how do we know that any other place is negated forevermore? Especially, as we said, Shiloh, it says that that's the place Hashem chose. 369 years it was there, the Mishkan. So that means to say that, does that mean to say that the pasuk that says this is the Mizbeach, that's it? That means it can never move? Similarly, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu put up a Mishkan, where was it? By Har Sinai. So, you know, there, the Beis HaMikdash was there. The Mishkan was there for a while. So how do we know that the place that Hashem chooses is unequivocally unchangeable? So that's why the Rambam brings a proof that in this case of Yerushalayim being chosen, it's in a way where any other place is negated. And that's why Adam HaRishon, when they had to choose where they're going to prophetically bring, they prophetically chose where they're going to bring their karbonis, they brought it in this place, because this is the final place. If the choice of Hashem wouldn't rule out any other places. So why did they all bring it Dafka here? Why didn't somebody bring it in Shiloh or another place? And why did they choose that specific, same specific exact location on the Mount of Moriah itself, on the Temple Mount itself? So from this we understand that once it, Hashem chose Yerushalayim, any other place is negated, totally ruled out. And therefore, even to bring a carbon, when they're bringing a carbon, prophetically choosing a place that's the holy place, they choose the place that will forever be the place of Karbonis. And therefore, the Rambam brings that history in order to show to us that this is a place, Hashem, its specialty is because Hashem chooses it, and it will always remain. And that's why all the great people, Avraham, Noach, Adam, they all bring from that place, because that's the place of eternity. Zion continues the Rebbe. Pnimius. We could talk about the Pnimius in the inner track of what we're talking about. So the Rebbe says, let's first preface a discussion about two inyanim. There's a concept of Bechira, of being chosen, the concept of Kedusha, of holiness. About the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam uses both terms. Calls it Beis HaBechira, laws of the chosen house. And he also calls it, in the next set of halachas, the laws of the vessels of the Mikdash, the laws of going into the Mikdash, and so on. So why sometimes does he choose to call it the house of choice and sometimes the house of holiness? So each one has an advantage the other doesn't have. When you say about something that it's holy, so it shows that the thing is intrinsically holy. Something is holy, it becomes intrinsically holy. The holiness, so to speak, permeates it. However, on the other hand, the Kedusha, since we're talking about the thing becoming holy, so it's connected to that thing, so there's limitations. The thing is limited, and therefore the Kedusha is also a limited Kedusha. And that's the way it is also regarding space. It's a holy space, so there's certain limitations. How much holiness, how much wattage, how much amps, you know, how much energy this space can absorb and exude Kedusha. We talk about chosenness. It has nothing to do with what was chosen. That has to do with the chooser. He chose. In this case, Hashem who chose the place. When Hashem chooses a place, that place becomes holy with no limitations. Hashem is not unlimited. When He chooses, that becomes an unlimitedly holy place. On the other hand, because that holiness is because of the one who chooses, it didn't become, so to speak, part of the makeup of the thing that was chosen. So it doesn't really permeate and become part and parcel and become a part of the very fabric and fiber of the thing that was chosen. Now, what was chosen needs to kind of work on itself to be able to absorb, so to speak, open up its pores, if you wish, to be able to absorb this unlimited light that Hashem is shining on it. And this is why the Rambam says two things, two points about the Mizbeach being chosen. The first halacha, the Rambam says, the Mizbeach is in the most exact place. You can never change it for eternity. That shows on the unlimitedness of the place. Hashem chose it. A person can't bring such an eternity to a place. As much avodah as a person will do, we're still limited. However, Hashem, He chooses the place, so it becomes eternally the place of Hashem's choice, beyond any limitations. And that's why the Rama brings the pasuk, this is the Mizbeach of offering for Yisrael. Hashem chose it. This is the place that's always there, and it's unlimited light there. And the following halacha that the Rambam adds, that even before Hashem chose it, there was already a certain level of refinement that had taken place there. Because in that place, Adam HaRishon already brought Karbonis. Adam HaRishon, Noach, Cain, right? Avram. Again, even though we said that they brought it there because of it, prophetically they knew it, Hashem was choosing it, but still they already, so to speak, prepared the ground in some limited way at least, in a way that a created being can prepare the ground. So now we can understand that this place actually has, that Rambam's pointing out, this place has both virtues, both advantages. This place has the place has the advantage from Hashem choosing it and from the Bnei Yisrael preparing it. The Rebbe brings in our 60. You can see this is the two things that the Sifri brings out in the Pasuk. Sifri says, it says, you come to the place which Hashem has chosen. And the Sifri says, you have to do it according to a prophecy. I would think, said the Sifri, you have to wait till the prophet tells you where it is to go and to go find it. No, so the Pasuk continues. For his L'shichnai Tidrishu, for where he is going to rest, you should search out and come there. Says the Sifri, Dereish, search for it, Umetzai, and find it. And afterwards, Achakach Yem L'chanavi, then the prophet will say, oh, that's the place. In other words, it doesn't mean say, you lay back and say, okay, prophet, tell me where it is. The Sifri is saying, search for it. Search for where's that special place. And then the Navi will tell you, oh, that's the place Hashem chose. Right? So two things here that the Rebbe is explaining. And therefore, we don't have any stira now. Remember, we still have this long-standing issue between Rambam and Meir Nevuchim. Rambam in the laws of Beis HaBechir, where he seems to say it's purely Hashem choosing. Oh, no, sorry. The Rambam in the Hilchot Beis HaBechir, of course we said it has to be that Hashem chooses it, but he also brings the intrinsic value of the place. The Meir Nevuchim said it's just, no, there's no intrinsic value. It's like, it seems to be like fingers writing seichel. Now we can reconcile how the same Rambam writes both things. The fact that in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam explains that there's intrinsic value in the place of the Mikdash because that's where the great people offered karbonis, that is talking about the limited kedusha that can be achieved through the activities of created beings. Legabe Hashem's choosing the place, which is unlimited, the Rambam is emphasizing that in Meir Nevuchim and say the place is not a vehicle for that. That Hashem's unlimited choosing the place is just like seichel being written through a hand. The Ramban, who argues with Meir Nevuchim, the Ramban says that it's like seichel in a head, says, no, Hashem is so unlimited that after he chooses the place, the kedusha also becomes, the kedusha of the actual place becomes unlimited, and it becomes a fitting place where it's, so to speak, pours. Its cells actually absorb and express the unlimitedness of Hashem. So we have here Rambam, who's saying it's a special place, but the specialty can only bring it to a certain level. And that certain level will be, as I've said in Meir Nevuchim, is just like the specialty of the hand, that it writes. The feet don't write, the hand writes. Right? Oh, yes, there's another aspect, says Rambam, which I didn't refer to in Meir Nevuchim, but in Hilchot Beis HaBechira, I speak about the fact that this is the chosenness of Hashem that flows down into this space, but this chosenness doesn't actually become totally part and parcel with the space. It's, like I said in Meir Nevuchim, it's that chosenness of Hashem, it's just like seichel flowing through fingers. Rambam says, no. Even mitzad Hashem's chosenness, it absorbs, it becomes absorbed in the place. Milamayla. Says the Rebbe Ches, the Rebbe is going to say even deeper in the Rambam. We could say even according to the Rambam, this limited kedusha which he's referring to in Meir Nevuchim, that the place itself has its limitations of being a place, even that gets affected and is connected with the choice of Hashem in that place. Because since Avraham Avinu brought karbonis, why did they bring karbonis there? Because they knew that Hashem's going to choose it. Prophetically, they knew it. So it comes out that their action in this place, which created within the space, as we said, that the space itself became, in a limited way, holy. But on what basis did they do this? This was because they knew Hashem is going to choose it. So that's why, even within their very deeds, there is a certain eternity that the place itself gets. That's why Avraham Avinu davens, I want that it should be said, Asher Ye'omer Hayoyim, that it should be said today, every day, forever, Nitzchi, forever, for eternity, that this is the mountain where Hashem is to be seen. How could he pray for such a thing? He can only bring the mountain to a certain place of limited holiness. Nobody says, because I know prophetically this is where Hashem will choose, so I'm praying that this should actually happen, and this will happen, and this will be a place where Hashem's unlimited Kedusha will be manifest. Says the Rebbe in Ha'orah in 62, that we have a similar thing. Hashem chooses the Bnei Yisrael with a choice that's an unlimited choice. It's not because of us, because Hashem chose us. However, to bring this and make this part of our very makeup, make it part of our Kedusha, that's by us doing Torah mitzvahs. We bring this unlimitedness into us and make it part of us. Same thing about Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael is already a holy place, but by us doing the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, we bring the Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rebbe, perhaps we can say the same thing in our case, at least according to the Ramban, that through the fact that Adam HaRishon, even according to Ramban, the tradition, the Adam HaRishon brought Karbanos and so on, through that, the choice of Hashem afterwards had the power to permeate the place. Especially the Karbanos that were brought after Hashem chose it, bring the Kedusha into the actual place. Right? How is that possible? It's only possible through the unlimitedness of Hashem, says the Rebbe in a star on this order. Right? However, how is this actualized? Through the Bnei Yisrael doing their Aveda. Actually, says the Rebbe, you could say also that according to the Rambam, it's like this. The fact that the Rambam told us in Meir Nevuchim that the Shechina is coming in the place of the Mikdash, just like Maiver, just in a play, in a way it passes through, like Seichel, through the fingers, that's the way it is from above. But through our service, we can actually make it part of the space. So what would be the machlekes of Rambam and Ramban? Well, according to this, says the Rebbe in the brackets, according to the Ramban, Hashem can do this even from his own vantage point, because he's unlimited. So he can choose the place and it becomes permeated in the place. According to Rambam says, no, Hashem chooses the place and on its own, it's as I said in Marin Levuchim, it's just going to stream through. But through the fact that the Bnei Yisrael do their Aveda there, so the place itself also can absorb and become like Seichel going in the brain. And that's why we now understand, going back to that first halacha. Remember we said the first halacha, the Rambam doesn't just say this is the place Hashem chose. He brings one historical fact. In the second halacha, he brings all the history. Adam and Cain and Noach and Avram. The first halacha, he mentions Avram Avinu. Why does he mention Avram Avinu? It doesn't belong there, it seems. Now we can understand why he brings in halacha Aleph, Avram Avinu. Why? Because in the very first halacha, where he says you can never change the place of the Mizbeach, he brings two things. That Hashem chose it, and that there's also human activity there that makes it Kaddish. Because what he's saying is that this unlimited choice of Hashem is also being brought in an intrinsic way into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it can never be changed. Because there is a preparation from below, and this is the place Hashem chooses, and it meshes perfectly. Yeah, so let's pray for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's look and search and do everything possible to get the Beis HaMikdash. B'mheira, b'yameinu, amen.